Guys, great news coming out of Mexico today. So back in January, we were told by the tyrannical president here, Claudia Sheinbaum, who couldn't be less Mexican, and she is of the religion that we're not allowed to name, that if we didn't register our CERP ID, which is basically like your national ID number, so Mexicans have it, residents have it, if you didn't register that with your mobile phone company, by the 1st of July, they were going to literally cut everyone's mobile lines off, right? Which is really tyrannical. And they can't get people to do it. The Mexican people, along with the residents here, like myself, not all of us, but so many of us have said no. 82 million people have refused to do this. So now what they're doing, they're trying to roll it back. We've just had an announcement today that they're probably going to extend the deadline until October, 120 days, something like that. But the reality is people aren't doing it. The Mexican people and the residents here have said no in vast amount of numbers, guys. And when people in vast amount of numbers stand in their sovereignty and say no, they can't go ahead. And this is so vital, because how are they going to get us to use all their digital stuff, the digital currency and everything like that? It's all through our mobiles, right? That's why they call it smartphone, right? It's not smart at all. Anything smart is dumb. So the fact that 82 million people have refused this, and now there looks like they're rolling it back, is massive, right? And I'm not saying here that we've defeated the new world order and everything's perfect in Mexico and everything like that. No, not at all. But that's a huge win, and it should inspire people around the world, other countries around the world. If you stand together and you all say no, you can, and we can push this back. And one thing I say about Mexicans, right, they are united, right? They've been left by the government. They've been left by the government to hang out to dry for years, right? They know who the real problem is. They don't get divided with all these gaslighting stories and these rage bait stories. They know who the problem is, and once they see it, they unite, and they've said no in vast amount of numbers. And that's what everyone needs to do. Whatever country you're in, don't get divided. Don't look past all the rage baiting. Come together and say no in vast amounts of numbers. And this is proof that it can be pushed back.